I think it would do us well to catch up in on what's going into our cinemas and new films coming out. Jason DeRosso is away, but Mark Sutton is a film critic. He joins us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
The first question, I suppose, is should people be going to the cinemas right now to see a new film?
Well, look, it's a hard one. The official advice is, you know, any non-essential gathering of more than 100 people is no longer permitted, but cinemas can remain open if they practice social distancing. I'm not going to encourage people if they certainly are feeling sick or encourage, you know, practicing social isolation, but that's going to be, anyway, redone by the government tomorrow. There's going to be new information out, so I think people should just, you know, maybe watch ABC iView and follow the latest advice.
Yeah, I know that ACMI is doing virtual screenings, so some films are going to be beamed out for people to stream.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing that actually, you know, the Sydney Film Festival obviously cancelled, unfortunately, and it's a sad thing for the industry. But screenings are sort of turning to online in a major way. A lot of companies are putting films online, including some festivals. So Cannes Film Festival, which hasn't officially announced its cancellation yet, but is expected that that might happen soon, is talking about a virtual market, in particular to keep that side of festivals going where people can buy films. So there'll be some kind of you know, online space where people can watch films and have teleconferences. And also they're talking about maybe organising screenings from film festivals in cities where the coronavirus has subsided so that the economy of the film industry can continue.
I imagine that a lot of people will be a bit nervous about going to a cinema, but some people will make their own decisions. And there is a new film coming out, Colombian director Alejandro Lande's latest film, a mysterious war drama about a group of child soldiers.
Yeah, it's an film is called Monos, and you know there were 300,000 child soldiers in the world today, and this is the latest of a number of films about that, you know, really horrific issue. This film, though, is not really didactic. It's more like a modern-day Lord of the Flies. It's about a group of young child soldiers who have a commanding officer known only as the Messenger, who visits occasionally to train them, shoot a proof-of-life video of this American hostage they're looking after, and to approve or disprove any burgeoning sexual relationships. But the kids who are in the sodden mountaintops of Colombia and then later in the jungle are sort of alone to their devices and therefore engage in ritualistic behaviour, which is where the Lord of the Flies stuff comes in. There's violent rituals, sensual rituals, experimentation with drugs, and inevitably civilization begins to break down as tensions overflow.
It's a bit of a festival favourite, I understand. Why is that?
Well, it's really raw, dynamic filmmaking. You know, it's a tragic subject, and it's a somber subject, but this film is kind of a white-knuckle thriller, and it's also just absolutely stunning to look at. The locations in Colombia where it was filmed have apparently never been seen on screen before. And it really is an exciting but also a chilling statement on the capacity of humans and even children to commit these unspeakable acts. But this incredible cast of teenage actors kind of ensure there's still this strain of tenderness, vulnerability and immaturity running through the whole thing. I think it's an incredible film that if people can see, perhaps on a screening service, I'd highly recommend it.
Mark, it's a hell of a time to be releasing a film into this environment globally. Some films, that I think this was mentioned the other day, are being released directly onto streaming services, aren't they?
Yeah, films are being released directly onto streaming services rather than going to the cinema. And also there's been some major postponements or cancellations of release dates. The latest James Bond film, No Time to Die, was about to come out. Of course, that's been cancelled. It's really a hard time, and the industry is no doubt going to suffer like so many industries.
No doubt
are.
About it. And some cinema chains, I think Palace Cinemas, are closing for too. Mark, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Sutton is filling in for Jason DeRosso on The Screen Show this week at 10 o'clock this morning here on RN.